In 2009, I'd gone to the doctors and they decided that I was perhaps in the process of having a heart attack. And the air ambulance turned up and lifted me away from Chumley Golf Course. That, fortunately, was a false alarm. And I was okay after that. Then last year, September the 24th, I suffered a major heart attack. I was at home on my own at home and managed to call the ambulance myself. Paramedic turned up, land ambulance turned up, air ambulance turned up. The air ambulance landed in the school playground in the middle of Chorley. In the process of being transferred to the air ambulance, I arrested. They got me back. I don't remember any of that, thank goodness. But the paramedics from the air ambulance got me back and took me off into Exeter. And so within, 8 minutes of leaving Chorley, I was being wheeled into coronary care unit in Exeter and had emergency angioplasty.
People knock the NHS, but I guess it's at times like that that you realise what it and the Devon Air Ambulance can offer.
I wouldn't have survived. It took my husband 40 minutes to get from Chorley into Exeter to follow me in. Yeah, 40 minutes in a land ambulance going down the 377 wouldn't have been very good.
You think you probably wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the air ambulance?
I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the air ambulance, no. So they are my heroes, and I shall be ever eternally grateful to them. But then much to my embarrassment, almost, beginning of November, I thought I was having another heart attack and called in again, and they sent another air ambulance out, and strangely enough, with one of the same paramedics on board, Nigel.
They're like old friends now.
Well, they are. And yes, it is cause for great amusement within the village that, as the air ambulance come for Kate again.
Kate's personal transport's
exactly,
arrived again.
Exactly. Jokes about, a sort of frequent flyer tickets and things like that.
Well, it's wonderful to see you looking so fit and well today.
You
feel completely recovered.
Yes, I am. It's amazing, really. I just can't praise them enough. They're just wonderful, and we must never lose it.
Have you been back to the airbase since you've been well and met the crews?
Yes, I went back a couple of weeks ago. That was quite strange, looking at it and knowing that it wasn't going to take me anywhere. But absolutely fascinating, and talking to the pilots and the crew. And the girls who work in the offices, it was absolutely fascinating, the things they do. And meeting people that have been raising money for air ambulance. There's one lady who raises thousands of pounds a year for it, and that is just wonderful.
I gather they told you what it costs for each airlift.
Yes, and that is really scary. That really is scary. The last two Saturdays, I've held a couple of coffee mornings in my own home, and I've got another one coming up this coming Saturday. But to pay for my trips, I've got to hold an awful lot of coffee mornings.